Good evening. The Shia of Tezayin Cheshvan. We're going to be covering today Mitz Hashem Seifim Yudzayin, Yudches, and Yudtes. We're starting today the Alochas of a Chole She'en Bo Yisakona. As opposed to all the Alochas we discussed until now, is a Pikuach Nefesh, a Chole She'yesh Bo Yisakona. Today we're going to be starting the Alochas of a Chole She'en Bo Yisakona. When we discuss Chole She'en Bo Yisakona, again, there is two topics to cover. One topic is which melachas, or which is surim drabonah, in fact, are you allowed to be mechallel for Chole She'en Bo Yisakona? And then there's going to be another topic, which has to be discussed as well, which is what about the gzeira, the special gzeira, which we've mentioned before, the special gzeira of Shechikas Hamonim? Does that apply to Chole She'en Bo Yisakona, or does it not apply to Chole She'en Bo Yisakona? Right, as we've discussed previously, it doesn't come into question at all when it's a chole she'yesh b'zakona. The question: what about a chole she'en b'zakona? So, truthfully, we have mentioned it briefly in the first seif. It was mentioned briefly, but we're going to discuss it more at length in Mitzvah Hashem. Today, however, we're only going to be discussing the part of halachas of a chole she'en b'zakona, which is what about the melachas, etc., the surim. What about, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to be mechallel for Chole She'en Bo Yisakona or not? We're not actually going to be discussing the halachas regarding the special gzeir of Shechikas Hamonim. That will be coming further on in Mitzvah Hashem. Right. Okay. Seif Yud Zayin. Chole She'nofal Machmas Cholyoy LeMishkov. We're defining now what is exactly a Chole She'en Bo Yisakona. Because we've discussed previously, there are several stages. The highest stage is a Chole She'yesh Bo Yisakona. Underneath that comes the situation of a Chole She'en Bo Yisakona. A Chole She'en Bo Yisakona is somebody who's not well and is not in dangerous. But it comes to a point that he's not considered a Chole anymore. They will be considered a Meichesh, somebody who is not feeling well, but he's not considered a Chole. And there's a lot of differences in halacha between a Chole She'en Bo Yisakona and a Meichesh. And today we're only going to be speaking about a Chole. So we have to be very, very clear what exactly the definition is of a Chole She'en Bo Yisakona. So the Mechaber says that it's somebody she'nofal machmas cholei lemishkov. In other words, he's bedridden. He's actually forced him to go to bed. Now, it doesn't have to be he doesn't actively be lying in bed, and if he gets up, suddenly he changes into a cholish, and he's not considered a cholish and bezakon anymore. No, he has to be somebody that, in normal circumstances, would find himself in bed. Some people are very, very strong about themselves, and they're going to push themselves. Right? That doesn't make a difference. They're still considered. If under normal circumstances, you're going to be lying in bed without feeling that kind of feelings, you're going to be considered Chole She'en Bo Yisakona, right? Because some people are martyrs, and some people are going to push themselves to the very, very end. So they're still considered Chole She'en Bo Yisakona if under normal circumstances, normal people would put themselves in bed, right? That's an important point, which I want to emphasize. However, there's no sakona involved, because as we know, it has to be for sure definitely no sakona, because if there is a slight danger of sakona or just a chashash sakona, he's going to be considered the chole she'en sofek pikuach nefesh. Or alternatively, says the Rama, sheyesh lo meichesh shemitzta'a v'cholem mina kol gufoy, somebody who's not functioning so well, somebody his whole body is not functioning within his normal capabilities, she'oz aval p'sheholech, although he's actually walking, k'nofal lemishkov domi, he's considered as if he's bedridden. Now sometimes the bed just won't help, and then people haven't got the patience, haven't got the nerves, and they don't stay in bed. He's still considered a chole she'en Bo Yisakona. I'm just going to give a few examples. Somebody's got a flu, is considered a Chole She'en Bo Yisakona. Somebody's got a very strong migraine, is a Chole She'en Bo Yisakona. Now, migraine, some people say when they have a headache, they say they have a migraine. That's not really accurate, right? If you had a headache, it's not necessarily a migraine. There's very specific symptoms to a migraine, right? You can't take the light, you can't take noise, and there's a lot of symptoms to a migraine. A real migraine is a Chole She'en Bo Yisakona, as opposed to a headache, which is not necessarily Chole She'en Bo Yisakona at all. Measles, chicken pox, all these things that are considered generally, you want to see to these things properly, are considered Chole She'en Bo Yisakona. Now, a broken limb, at the beginning, at the early stages, of course, somebody broke his leg at the beginning, it's going to become a cholish a cholish yesh b'zakon, obviously. Once you, obviously, you know, a broken bone is a cholish yesh b'zakon. But it comes to a point that it switches, once he was seen to, once he's, you know, I don't know how long this stay in hospital, depends on the bone, depends on the on all types of things. But it comes to a point that it's going to switch from a cholish yesh b'zakon to cholish yesh b'zakon. Right? So all these, I think we get the picture clear, what a cholish yesh b'zakon is, chola, and he's not well, and he's bedridden, but he's not in danger, right? I think that we can all think of countless examples for that. Now, what are the halachos? What is he allowed to do and what not? Oymrim le'enu Yehudi. The first thing is, which is a mefurash gemara, oymrim le'enu Yehudi lasis l'refua. You're allowed to tell the goy that he should do something for you. You're allowed to tell a goy, there's no problem at all. Now, I must emphasize that when we talk about telling a goy, we have to know very clearly, you don't have to make a remes. We know all the ramazim, right? You know, it's a little bit dark in the room, it's a little bit light, all these things, right? Remes, I want to make that very, very clear, because there is a lot of confusion here, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman says very clearly, when it comes to Amir Lanochi, for Cholish Ein Bezakon, no remes needed. Just tell him straight out, listen, this needs to be done. Can you please do it? Because Chazal will not goyzer the Isra of Emir al-Nochi when it comes to Cholish Ein Bezakon. As simple as that. Because Chazal wanted to see to him, you know, he wanted to, you know.
With, it was more understandable with Cholish Yesh Bezakon.
Correct. Pekuach Nefesh. Right. Right. You're going to see even more in a minute when we're going to speak that other Darabonons were removed for Cholish Ein Bezakon because we wanted to see to him. Chazal only answered Amir Lenochi, in certain circumstances, and by Cholish Ha'im B'Zakon, Chazal Monot Goyze. We find that sometimes. Loi Gozru, Chazal Monot Goyze, the Isra of Amir Lenochi, when it comes to Cholish Ha'im B'Zakon.
We're worried that we're going to be making the Shabbos lightly.
Right.
So that was the reason.
Right. Yeah, good point. And now, that's everybody agrees to that. When it comes to a goy, you can just tell him, you know, could you please go and get a medicine from the pharmacy? And you can do all that. It's no problem at all. You can tell a goy, even if it's melachos deraisa, you can tell the goy to do any melachos for cholish ein bezakon. Very important point to know. Now, it comes in, now there's going to be a machlokes rishonim, which is a very wide and very broad machlokes rishonim, about what a yid is allowed to do. And there's a lot of shittas, and the Shulchan Aruch brings all the four shittas, and we pass in like one of them. I just want to go very briefly through the shittas that we don't paskin, and ultimately get to the shitta, and quickly get to the shitta that we paskin like. So let's quickly go through the other shittas. Right, so Oymrim le'en Yehudi lasis l'refua, as we said, you're allowed to tell a goy to make a refua. Aval ein mechanin ovetz haShabbos b'isur d'raisa. However, you are not allowed to do yourself, the Yid himself is not allowed to do a chilul Shabbos of an isur d'raisa. Everybody agrees to that. Afilu yesh b'sakonas eva. That I have to mention as well. What is a sakonas eva? Sakonas eva is when a limb is endangered, as opposed to a life, right? Is a life is endangered, as a cholish ein bezakon. And then there's a cholish ein bezakon. There's something in between, which is worse than a cholish ein bezakon, but it's not pekuach nefesh, which is when the limb is endangered. When there's a danger of it, that this limb is not going to function properly for the rest of his life. Now, I would like to emphasize, I'm not going to go through that a lot, because that, the consensus of the contemporary poskim is, I saw the Tzitzel Ezer writes that, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes that, Rav Rosner writes, loads of poskim write, that nowadays there's no such mitzias at all. Whenever there's a danger that a limb is going to be endangered for good, there's no mitzias that is not bekoach nefesh. There's no such thing. If there is in danger, maybe there is some exceptions, but generally, when there's a sakona of a sakonas eva, generally can assume very, very safely, it's safe to assume that this is actually a cholish yesh b'sakona, right? So there is some halachas as far as a sakonas eva is concerned. I don't want to go too deep into them because it's not really halacha lemaisa. Right, okay. So he says that even when it's sakonas eva, you're not allowed to, you don't seem to be agreeing to that.
No, I'm just trying to think what's included under eva. I mean, is it
somebody, Chas v'Shalom, you know, he loses that, you know, any part of his, you know, he was trapped in a, you know.
Like his split head open or something like that, that's not an eva.
Well, no, that would be, yeah, right, yes. Yeah. Now, what about lechaler olav Yisrael beisod rabon biyodaim? Now, what about doing a proper isod rabon for this cholish ein bezakon? So, now we're going even further. Not only Amir Anoch, we're actually discussing that a person himself should do an isod rabon for cholish ein bezakon. Yesh matirin. Some people, some Rishonim are matir, I feel aim b'sakon azeva. Some Rishonim are straight out, have no problem, that you're allowed to do an Isad Rabbanon for a cholish aim b'sakon. We're going to see soon, we don't pass like that. V'yesh oimim, there's another shita. She'im yesh b'sakon azeva, if there's a sakon azeva, oisin, then you're allowed to do an Isad Rabbanon. V'yim aim b'sakon azeva, however, if there's no sakon azeva, ain oisin, then you don't do an Isad Rabbanon at all. V'yesh oimim, others say, other Rishonim say different shita. She'im aim b'sakon azeva, if there's no second as Eva, Oisin Vishinui.
This is the Melacha
Darabana. Excellent point. We're going to speak about that in a minute, Mr. Shem. I want to speak about that. Yes, the Shulchan Aruch is actually talking about Issa Darabana. You're allowed to do an Issa Darabana Vishinui. It's Mamash head on. That's Mamash exactly the point. I wanted to speak in a few minutes, Mr. Shem. Vim Yesh by second as Eva, Oisin Beloy Shinui. However, when there is a second as Eva, you're allowed to do the Issa Darabana even without Shinui. V'yesh oimrim, another shita, afilu yesh b'zakon ha-seva, even when there is a zakon ha-seva, ein oitz lo yudavo, shu nismach le-melocha de-reise. That's another shita, which makes it depends if it's nismach le-melocha de-reise. Just very briefly, we know there's two types of Isurah de-Rabbanon. Some are agzeiras otu an Isurah de-reise, right? Something which is close to an Isurah de-reise, leading onto an Isurah de-reise, and other Isurah de-Rabbanon are quote-quote, made up completely. No shaychas to an Isurah de-reise. So this particular shita over here differentiates between the the Isurah d'Rabbanon, which are nismach l'reise, which means that they are close to an Isurah d'Reise, and which ones are not. That is that shita, we don't pass on that. V'dvorim she'en bohem samech melocha, oisin afilu en bohem sakonas eva. V'divrei asvoro ashlishis niren. However, we pass on, says Shulchan Aruch, like the third shita, which differentiates between, which says that by when there's no sakonas eva, we're allowed to make a melocha, we're allowed to do it. Beshinui. Now, I would like to speak about Avi's point, but just I want to quickly do a few Mishnah Berurahs beforehand. We're going to go now to Seif Yudzayin, which is the beginning of Seif Yudzayin, which is the Seif Cotton Mem Hey. Seif Cotton Mem Hey. Ve'ein boi sakona, roitze loima, sakonas moves, uvein sheish ba sakonas evo oiloi, oimrim, we say, davke kshetzorich larefua b'shabas atzmoi. Everything which we are talking about over here now, very important to know, is only if he needs this medical treatment. He needs it on Shabbos. Very important point. Very important point. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim. Then when we talk about the Cholei Shein B'Sakona, you know, there is some Eterim. You're not allowed to ask the Goy to do this and that and the other. And you are sometimes he is allowed to do some things. But that's only if he needs it on Shabbos. If the Cholei can wait until Motzei Shabbos, you know, they're talking about, you know, Shalosh Shudas, you can wait another couple of hours. You can wait. It's not going to be endangering him. There's no problem. He's just a little bit in pain. Wait until Motzei Shabbos. There's no heter. Very important point. Very crucial point that a lot of people tend to forget. Last is l'refuah. Afilu melocha de-reise. When it comes to a goy, you're allowed to ask him to do a melocha de-reise. Very important. Vu adin shatz rochov. If the yid, the cholei, needs it, you're now to do him also sha'or tzorochov, everything which is going to help him, which is going to ease him, will make him more comfortable. Right? Important point as well. It's not actual the medicine, but everything which is going to help him and aid him, make him more comfortable. It's an important point, isn't it? Sif Kotten im Ches, Afilu. Du loi hutele iso, lavur al iso de reise, kolz manch inno gilag bikuach nefesh, mamesh. When it comes to yid, we know yid to do malocha de reise, that's only if there's bikuach nefesh. Right? Sakonas Eva, Eile Elbasi Vov, Vasiv Test, Dish, Evorim Shinigele Vigach Nefesh. Right? We have come across the Mishnah Berurah and some Seifim, some limbs, which automatically lead into a Pikuach Nefesh if they are endangered. Vuadin Kyoitze Bazer, Beshar Evorim, similarly with any other Evorim, Imorif Oima Shimlo Yapema Eva, Yuchalavoli Pikuach Nefesh. If the doctor says that these limbs, if they're not treated immediately, there's going to be a pikuach nefesh. You're also now to treat it. As we've discussed, the concern of the contemporary poskim is that nowadays, I think every, with maybe one or two exceptions of zakonas eva, are considered a pikuach nefesh. Right? So we don't have to go so much into that. Now, if you allow, I would like to, because time is pressing and it's a very important point, I'd like to move on now. We're going to see all these Mishnah Berurahs now, which go on the shittas that we don't pasken like them. We're just going to basically just go over them and going to go straight to Seif Kotten Nun Dalet, which is the shit that we're passing, because that's, I think, very, 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 very crucial to know that clearly. We're going to move on now to the other column, which is Seif Kotten Nun Dalet. Now, this is exactly what Avi mentioned. The Mishnah Berurah over here, and I really want to make that very, very clear. The Mishnah Berurah over here says that you're only allowed to ask a As far as Amir Anochi is concerned, we know that you're allowed to ask a goy to do even melachot d'raisa. That's fine. Now, however, when it comes to a yid himself doing something b'shinui, so it is true that the Shulchan Aruch here is talking about the drabonon. Basically, you're going to ask a goy. You yourself, a yid can do an isad rabbonon b'shinui for chol shem b'sakana. Right? As he says again, oizim b'shinui haynu ho isad rabbonon. The isad rabbonon you're allowed to do. Beshinui. That is a drabonon. You're allowed to do, so it's going to be a double drabonon, so to speak, right? Drabonon plus beshinui, both together, you're allowed to do for chodesh and b'sakona. The emes is, this is a very, I don't know how to put it, it's a bit of an interesting point, because the Ramban himself, which is the source of this is the Ramban, in Teras Odom. The Ramban himself says clearly, it's not only talking about the drabonon, it's also about actually Issa D'Raisa. That means you would be allowed, according to the Ramban, who is the source of this mechaber, you're not only allowed to do an Issa D'Rabonon b'shinui, but in fact, even a melacha d'raisa, you're allowed to do b'shinui for a chol shem b'sakona. It's a huge difference. Now, I must emphasize, this Mishneh Berurah, the Prima Gadim also paskens like that. However, many poskim, achronim, say, halacha l'maisa, you are allowed to do, I'm going to give a few examples in a minute, Mr. Shem, you're allowed to do even a melacha d'raisa, b'shinui v'chol yishem b'zakona. Now this is a huge nafkemina, a huge machloik between the Mishneh Berurah and many poskim. Shulchan Aruch Rav paskens like that. And Rav Vozner paskens like that. He says the minik is not like the Mishneh Berurah. And Rav Shlomo Zalman has a very serious tzad to take that tzad on. Now I know this is the Mishneh Berurah here, so I'm saying what the Mishneh Berurah says. But I have to add that a lot of poskim are much more meikil than that. Now I'm going to give a few examples just to get that machlok is very clear. You want to ask, you need a medicine from the pharmacy for chol shem b'sakona, right? You need a medicine. He's got an infection. You just want to treat it with antibiotics. You need to get antibiotics in a case that no chol shem b'sakona, no pikuach nefesh. We know for sure. You want to get antibiotics from the pharmacy. Now you're allowed to ask a goy to do it. No problem at all, right? We're talking about melachah zotzah, right? You go and carry this proper melachah d'raisa of melachah zotzah. You go and get it, and you can come back, right? You can ask the goy to do it, no problem. What about yourself? You can't get a goy to do it. Now, we know we can do the melachah zotzah b'shinui, right? If you take the antibiotics and you put it in a weird place, such as in the shoe, or such as, now we're going to come, right? It's going to be b'shinui, melachah zotzah b'shinui. Now, if this is the place, which is the Rishus Rabim d'raisa, I'm not going to get into that parsha now, right? But let's say that you're talking about that kind of city and that kind of area where you have a shishim reboy according to all the days, and you're going to go, I'm saying, if there's a Rishus Rabim d'raisa, but I'm not going to go into any examples, yeah? So if you have a Rishus Rabim d'raisa and there is no Eruv, that not all the communal rabbonim agree to, whatever. You came to a place that you know what I'm saying? Let's say, so now you have Rishus Rabim d'raisa. Now, if you put in, if you do it yourself, there will be a shinui, right? You put antibiotics in your shoe, and you're carrying from the pharmacy, you bring it back home. So you have a Rishus Rabim d'raisa. That would be now a machloikis between the Mishneh Berurah and Shulchan Aruch Rav. Right? Mishneh Berurah says, no, hold on, this is a melachah zotzah, which is d'raisa. And you're not allowed to do that. If it's, right? But Shulchan Aruch Rav is going to say, it's fine. Because you're doing a b'shinui, you're doing an isa d'raisa, b'shinui, for chol shem b'zakona, that's fine. Mishneh Berurah is going to hold on. You can't do that. You can only do it if it's not in the kind of place that the shishim riboy, when there's no hotzah d'raisa, when it's only the hotzah d'rabonon, in that kind of case, you'd be allowed to do it. But if it's Rishus Rabim d'raisa, with melachah zotzah d'raisa, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. I think it's a very nice example. I'm going to give another example just to get this machlokes very clearly. You go to the pharmacy and you need some sort of signature. I don't know if I don't know, I'm just making it up, right? You need a signature, it needs to be signed or whatever. You know, something needs to be written. Now, ksiva is really the raisa. Now, if you write with your left hand, it's called b'shinui. It's only going to be the rabbonon. You need to have that prescription, you need to sign it, whatever, for chodesh and b'sakona. Now, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you're doing a melacha de raisa b'shinui. You're doing it with your left hand. It's perfectly permitted. Chol shem b'sakona. You now have to do melachot d'raisa b'shinui for chol shem b'sakona. Now Mishneh Berurah is going to say, correct. If it's converted because of the shinui into the rabbonon, and without the shinui be the raisa, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav's mind, Mishneh Berurah says you can't. Mishneh Berurah says that you can't. Mishneh Berurah says that needs to be an isa d'rabbonon. It's a huge machlokes, that very very significant machlokes. Pardon? No. That is an interesting point.
Really?
That is a very, yeah, and please, you're raising this point. Very, very interesting. You're raising a very interesting point. It's mavur over here in the Sugin Rishonim that a melacha b'shinui is more kuladik than a random drabonon. Very interesting. Only shinui. There's a lot to be talking about. The lomdas of it is very interesting. But it seems that a shinui is more of a drabonon than any other drabonos. Correct. Now, according to Mishnah Berurah, you haven't got much of a problem because you anyway need a double drabonon. You need to be a drabonon plus b'shinui, right? According to Mishnah Berurah, your cash is not shver at all. It's not difficult at all to understand. According to Shulchan Aruch and all the opposkim who approach it and say, no, actually, what the Ramban means. And the fact is that the Ramban inside seems to be saying very, very clearly that the shinui, that shinui on the Rav says is good enough. The shinui on the Rav is good enough. You'd be not, it shows us something. It tells us a lot about shinui. Now you can speak 2 hours straight about that. Why is a shinui more of a drabonon than anything else? It's a very, very interesting point. But it's definitely not the talk now to be about. But it's a very, very interesting point. Right? Okay, so we've got this machlokes clearly. I just want to say that Mishnah Berurah is machmir. And Prima Godim also is machmir. However, many poskim are much more making, they say you can pass them to Shulchan Rav. Rav Ozna included. Rav Ozna says, you know, saying, but obviously, you know, it's not like a thriller, but okay. I think, did I explain the machlokes clearly? I think it's a very crucial machlokes. I think it's very important to know that. Okay. Okay, we have to move on quickly, and let's move on. Right, okay. Nismach Sivkot Nunhei. Nismach Lamloch Dreis. Again, that is a shit that we don't pass like that shit. You go in Likhoil Ein. Besef Acholish and Besakonik Delzi Sivtesk Juke Koisev. Right? It's something called Likhoil Ein. We're not going to go into that. This means to die the eye for a fuhr. Okay. Sivkot Nunvov. Shein Bohem. You go in Hanish Murum Besifem. Gimel Ein Sham. Hasvora Shlishis. That is the sword that we discussed now. Einu Shemuta Lass the Philo Kola Shvusim. Verakale de Shinui. Again, he emphasizes again Mishnah Berurah. You're allowed to do the Shvusim, referring to the Isurun Rabbonon. Those you're allowed to do Alide Shinui. Right? He's very clearly, he's got a very clear agenda. He's explaining very clearly what he wants. The Gon also is paskins like that shit. As we know, the Mishnah Berurah always takes the shitters of the Gon, the shitter of the Gon very, very seriously. So he says the Gon also paskins like that particular shitter. Muta. This is already gone on the Ramo. The Ramo adds a new point, which is a very important point as well to know. Let's see the Ramo inside. Hago, says the Ramo. Let's look at the Ramo inside before we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Mutar loymal eini Yehudi. It is perfectly okay to tell a goy, laso is to do tafshil, a food, le cotton to a minor, she'ei loymal lechoil. The stam tzorke cotton kecholei she'en b'zakonadomi. That is so important. A cotton is considered automatically a cholei she'en b'zakonem. Right, a child is considered automatically chayav b'zakon. Now, obviously, the question is straight away by the poskim: what is a cotton? Right, and now the truth is that it's poskim that varies. I think the most machmir is that so 2 to 3 years old, and he went all the way until bar and bas mitzvah. So now, but the truth is, again, I don't think this is really the point. It's not really the point. Of course, it shows us something, but of course, the point is, you know, there's some children who are much more vulnerable and much more weak. That is really the point of the Ramah, right? The Ramah is why is a cotton considered automatically a chodeshim b'zakon? Why is that? Because kids are more vulnerable. Now you have kids that are 8 years old who are so strong and are so there. You know, there's no reason to be maker for them on normal circumstances. And you have kids that are 10 years old and you see, oh, look at them. They are, tells that you can really see that you blow on them, they fly away. I'm saying, you know, I think it's a very important point to know that it depends very much on the actual child. I think we all agree on that.
A child of two, a baby of 3 months or whatever.
Right.
It's saying only b'dieved though that you can do this.
No, absolutely not. It says that the cotton is considered a cholei she'en b'zakonem. Right? Automatically, when it comes to, and the truth is that a mamasha baby, there's nothing to talk about because they, when it comes to, we're going to see soon, when it comes to their food, I mean, they're very limited. They're very vulnerable. The Chazanish writes beautifully that a kid, he said the system is so limited and so undeveloped, yet there used to be so, any subtle changes and any subtle things could be very dangerous to them. Automatically, they move so quickly onto a cholei she'yesh b'zakonem. So they're automatically considered a cholei she'en b'zakonem. It's so true. It's so true.
When a baby's screaming, it's stomach, you've got your baby, you've got to feed.
Right. Right.
A baby of two, okay. A baby of two can have mashed carrots. You're not allowed to presumably start cooking.
Right. Interesting point. Right. Interesting point. Yeah, yeah. You have to obviously do a bit of. Obviously, one has to understand the situation a little bit. You're right. You're right. But I want to give you an example. Right. I remember once that I was in Israel. It was freezing cold in the winter, and I had a few little children, and the heating didn't work for some reason. The heating wouldn't work. And it was, so automatically it was considered, you know, if Cholish, automatically they were considered Cholish Ein B'Sakana. You know, and obviously the halacha is Cholish Ein B'Sakana, you're allowed to do Amir L'Nochi without Remes, to etc. You know, that is the way it works. Cotton is considered Cholish Ein B'Sakana. Now, if you have a 10-year-old who is sleeping away, you know, that is not, no. But obviously it has to be, I think, right, okay. Now, there is also Machlokes there, but we haven't got time to go into that, whether it's referring only to actual food. Or also other things as well, right? It's also an important point when it comes to other things. Maybe not. Okay, we're not going to go into that now. But I just wanted to mention it. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton ches mutter, v'im ein atinu groitzel echol kima l'de imoy. If a child, if a baby, only wants to eat with his mother, mutter l'em la'achilu afilu chalovoy ein yehudi u'bishloy. You're allowed to. The mother is allowed to feed him, even if the goy chalova in yudi vishloi, even if the goy cooked it and pasteurized it, so to speak. Afal gav dem etlatel es muktzah. Although she's actually going to feed him muktzah, there's no muktzah. Okay, that's the machlokes. If she needs to do it b'shinu or not, but over here generally we're more makel when it comes to muktzah for chodesh and b'sakon for a kid. Kosa b'chay odom. The chay odom says torich lezor sholidit en amachel be'atzmo lekadero te'echot noisen. You mustn't do any active involvement in the melach of Bishl, because obviously that you're not allowed to do because it's a melach of the reista and you're doing it yourself. This is where the next bit of Ramo. We're going back to the Ramo now. The culture also lasts al-Dele soil, everything which the Yid is not allowed to do, afilu al-Dele Chole ba'atzmi also. The Ramos has 2 points here. Point number one, that there's no distinction whatsoever between the actual Chole and other people. This is actually an important point. This Ramos could have been mentioned in Sif Aleph already when it comes to Chole Sheish Pesachone. There's no difference between the Chole and other people. Everything which is Mutta for the Chole and for other people. Everything which is also for the Chole and also for other people. There's no difference at all. We don't make any distinction. The other point that the Ramos says is that mutter lechole tzayek tzas dem seim b'mamish. You're allowed to help him a little bit. If there's any actions we need to be done, the chole is allowed to be mesayeh to help him a little bit, that it should be done. Now, as you're well aware, we mentioned that already, we're going to see Sif Cotton Nun Tes first. Mutter lechole lam daf kechole vodin ache elu de uche de milzenoka. Yeah, there's no difference in chole and other people. Sif Cotton Samach. Lezayek tzas. Haynu heiche de belav ochinam misavde elu she mesayeh meat. If the melach would happen anyway, and you're helping a little bit, that is okay. You can any Yiddish koich lets ein v'Yisrael tsugu pesach es ein shekonis lakchol. Kol is a dye that you do for if anybody's got eye infection. You'd use this kind of dye to help him out. Now, what about if he puts a dye on and you open and close the eye to make it that it, what's it called, that it goes inside the eye? You know, you have to do that or not? Because you may say, yeah, you're helping him. You have to do that or not? So he says over here that. That it's mutter to be messiah, but as we have learned, avol im eni yochlas b'ti Yisrael also mashma dafilu menoch the reis messiah b'mamish. We have mentioned already that the taz. We've learned already the taz. This machlok is about messiah. Do you remember that we spoke of messiah and b'mamish? We mentioned it when it comes to cholish yesh b'zakone. Basically, we are mekel messiah and b'mamish. We're generally speaking, whether it's cholish yesh b'zakone, whether it's cholish and b'zakone, we're generally mekel. Save yud ches. Hikis dam v'nitztanen. Somebody who bloodletting, v'nitztanen, and he got a call from it. Oisim lo midura afilu betkufas tamos. You're allowed to make him a fire, so to speak. Afilu betkufas tamos, even if it's warm outside. Generally, you're allowed to make a fire. Now, basically, what we have to see from here is that if a person is very weak. That is a danger for him. This person is hikis dam. The halacha of hikis dam is that you have to make a fire for him, although he's very weak. We see over here that somebody who's generally considered very, very weak is considered. This is right. It should have been by cholish. Correct. Yeah, it should have been by the halacha of cholish yesh b'zakone. It ended up over here, but it should have been correct. It's a halacha which is regarded to cholish yesh b'zakone. Quickly, if cotton samach beis, but it's dam shem zakone b'stoma because it generally is a sakone. You make him warm, you make him comfortable, because the cholish b'zakone, you make him comfortable. The stam cholish b'sukun itzaltzina, temperature could endanger a person. V'im efshar l'dei eni yehudi, yas l'dei eni yehudi.